Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, yes, it is chaotic. It is crazy. You haven't seen anything yet, is basically the message that we got and shared this morning. Not that one. Come on. This one. And it's about the next several months, the next 3 months, basically, that, you know, if you think you've seen a lot, you haven't seen anything yet. And that's all the more reason just to be as prepared as possible. Because also one of the things that they shared was that the people that understand what's going on and are more prepared, rooted, grounded, and have done their homework, you know, and being prepared, they're going to do okay. They're going to make it through. But for the people that are really sleepwalking in a zombie apocalypse, it's going to be scary as, well, insert the descriptive verb there.
Indeed, scary as a fire truck.
Yes. Okay. I got her for cute comic relief.
Thank goodness I'm good for something.
Oh, she's amazing for so many things. Philadelphia, high alert following major chemical spill into the Delaware River. Currently, Philadelphia residents are on high alert and urged to use bottled water following a major chemical leak which is affecting the Philadelphia water supply. Spill occurred Friday. Up to 12,000 gallons of hazardous latex material has spilled into the Delaware River. So we see everybody is buying water. Yes, again. Be prepared. Yeah, we can't stress that enough. We really can't. Pennsylvania. Chocolate factory explosion leaves 5 dead, 2 missing. West Reading, Pennsylvania. Yet another big explosion. And, you know, it's interesting. Know what's in your chocolate, for one thing. Check your labels all the time. You gotta check your labels. There have been so many different chocolates that have been found, even organic ones with high quantities of toxic materials in them. Heavy metals.
Yeah, and that's no accident either. I mean, it's so deliberate of the problem that we're having with our food. I mean, we really have to know almost from vine to hand where it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. And over here, we see multiple fires breaking out in Chongqing Yongchuan Community People's Hospital of Hong'an County. A fertilizer factory up in flames. Ah, fertilizer, food. Yeah, it goes on and on. And then we come to Tel Aviv in Israel, which may be in the midst of a out-and-out complete revolution of sorts. And, you know, France is not far behind. Many countries are not far behind. You know, say what you will about Nostradamus, but he really got these times right on. Of course, he's an insider's insider. He had knowledge of what was planned. It's straight out. He did have abilities too. And then, of course, we have the control matrix, which is in place and can basically update any sort of prophecy we're going to read as we go. So, you know, I was looking at some comments and somebody said, well, we're in the tribulation. So, you know, everything in the Bible's right. Hello, wake up, people. Wake up. It's all part of the control matrix. And we're going to give you a real good example of why, you know, at the end. But these protests are a little different. Massive happening right now. Massive protests. And they are shooting water.
Inside of the Prime Minister's residence, police in Jerusalem are using water cannons against protesters who have gathered outside of the Prime Minister's residence.
Yeah, they're right outside of Netanyahu's residence. You know, these times are different. They're different. You know, we're going to actually see the downfall of many, many regimes. We're going to see, you know, I think it's going to be reminiscent in some ways of that Viva la Revolution that happened back in France, where there were a lot of close shaves given. As Israel's Netanyahu sacks the defense minister, mass protests through Tel Aviv against the judicial overhaul, and they're right outside his house. right outside his house and check out the... It's a mess. It is a mess. And this is only getting started, guys. As we were talking about, this is Pluto in Aquarius showing itself right now. Again, astrology is part of the programming of the Matrix. That's why when you look to what the Elites do, they always utilize certain astrological conjunctions and certain energies.
They definitely have a way of putting things into motion and then allowing the natural energy itself to promote whatever they are trying to throw out there. That's why we have to have some control and understanding over what we are going to do for ourselves, because otherwise we're leaving it all to them to rule.
Yeah, this is the most dramatic night I can remember in decades, so says a reporter with Israel's Channel 12 News. This is Yair Golan, and he's calling on all representatives of Israel in embassies spread across the globe to resign immediately. Do not serve an illegitimate government. And so you might say, who is he? He's the former IDF deputy chief of staff. And we see that the Council General of Israel in New York resigned, and former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has stated that Israel is in the gravest danger since the Six-Day War in 1967. Israel Defense Minister Director General Eyal Zamir, who has been meeting with defense officials in the U.S., has just announced that he's turning back and heading back to Israel immediately. Yeah, we're going to see countries in the grip of revolution that's going to last years. And this is just the beginning of this period. Again, 2023 is a year of escalation. If I had to say, what would 2024 be the year of? I think it's the year of global war. You know, just, and also just the fact that this is also the year, and it's starting now, when people have had enough and they've realized enough and they're just not going to go along with it. As you see, you know, this little, well, it's not a little sign. Look at the size of the sign out there, right? You see three faces on there. I mean, I'm sure there's dozens and dozens that could be added. I mean, hundreds and thousands that could be added to that. As the citizens of Israel streamed into the streets to protest against Netanyahu's efforts to control the country's judiciary. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we understand that, and this is it. People realize it's not anything about them. It's not about them. It's all about the control grid. It's never been about them. They've just given you the illusion that you actually make the decisions. You know, the people don't make any real decisions.
Sorry, no, not that I can see. I mean, all the information from as we are small children growing up, all the decisions are put in front of us, and it's like you can choose A, B, or C, but they're still always going to be in the construct of the controller's grid.
Yeah. Hey, do you want the Democrat or the Republican this year?
Right.
Yeah. Either way, they're bought and paid for, and that's the part that people got to realize. Yes. You know, the left has been doing an awful lot to help the infiltration inside the U.S. of the CCP. And, you know, we've been talking about this since 2017 and have described this as is happening since 2017 in videos that if you go binge watch, you'll see how accurate we've been. And it's a very clear picture. And again, they have wild cards to play, and their wild card is going to be triggering the big war. That's something that, you know, has always been just a matter of timing. When they really feel that they're going to lose control of the situation, they'll trigger that. And they also have other let's see, there's four horsemen, right? There's war, there's famine, there's death, which kind of encompasses everything. And then there's that pestilence one, right? That pestilence one. That's always another, you know, there's always something else that can be pulled out of certain rabbit's hats. So Israel's National Trade Union Center, representing the majority of trade unionists in Israel, will hold its press conference tomorrow. They might be trying to shut down the economy. And, you know, again, Netanyahu, I would be curious to see how many times he's been out of power and in power, out of power and in power, out of power. You know, again, it's the same thing we see. Like, there's only a few people that have actually really headed the Fed. And you see the same families, you know, constantly in the political realms. And we see, like, over in the UK, you replaced one WEFer with another WEFer. You know, what type of real change is that? All you're getting is window dressing. There's no change. No, it's just the constant change is towards that Fourth Reich. You know, that's what the change is for, that total control. Macron says France can't afford to pay pensions as it is after bumping up aid to Ukraine. Again, where do your tax dollars go? Wherever they want, not where you want. You don't matter. That's the bottom line. French police getting tired. Nine days of protest. Well, we could go back years. I mean, remember the yellow hats? This has been going on for years. But you get to a certain point, and, you know, those big things that have blades that are on opposite sides of each other, and they kind of let it go, and it comes down and makes a big clunk sound, and then the crowd goes, yay! History does repeat itself. It's getting awfully close, guys. Getting awfully close. Poland, miners protest against the EU climate change policies that will force the closure of mines, destroy their livelihoods. How about the poor farmers as well? How about anybody that eats? You know, any of you guys out there eat? Central Bank, this is in Lebanon, hit by fireworks. This is just, they're just attacking the banks directly now because they're protesting the economic meltdown. And so many people have gone to take money out to pay their bills and to buy food and pay the, you know, ever-rising, increasing utilities, and they can't get their money out. That's going to be here, and it's not far away. So again, we need to be as prepared as possible. And yeah, again, if you can read the writing on the wall, it's basically happening as we speak. 20 confirmed incidents and operations. Dozens of feds, FBI agents, state operatives who infiltrated the pro-45 crowds and actually were pushing things on, you know, kind of lighting fires, so to speak. There's a lot of fires in this world. It is definitely getting toasty in here. So Dr. Charles Lieber was the chairman of chemical biology at Harvard. $50,000 a month contract with Wuhan. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. You could be very, very impartial, can't you? And, you know, here we have Putin saying Moscow is going to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. But on the good side, they've actually drawn down some of their troops. Well, but then on the bad side, it's because they're going to use them elsewhere. So again, as we have the situation of the world heading straight into WW3, we also have global revolution underway. And that's exactly what Nostradamus did speak about.
Oh, it's just such a really chaotic time right now. And again, you look at the stars, look at the planetary positions, understand that this is a time where it feels like a lot of things are going to get folded inside out, and we're going to be seeing a lot of the control matrix break down in ways, and we need to find our own little matrix to live in. This one is going to completely change, and as it changes, I don't want to be part of the changed control matrix of the controllers. I want my own world.
Yeah, absolutely. New Jersey fire chief collapses dead after returning from a call. Cardiac arrest. Think about all the Marines, you know, Navy personnel, Army personnel, Air Force personnel in the U.S. when they get that call and say it's hot, it's on, you know, we're being attacked. How many of them are going to have cardiac arrest? Think about that.
Yep.
Again, you know, it's all about, they've been waiting for the timing. It's all about the timing, and it's just about time. And this is exactly what we were talking about. You know, this is from Terror Alarm, which is a non-state affiliated agenda-free news. Well, agenda-free news, it And this is not me saying, this is me reading theirs. It says Israel is saving the world from hunger, poverty, and terrorism. And once the Jewish Messiah arrives from all the demonic powers and religions, you're either with Israel or you're with the terrorists and the demons. Your choice. Shabbat Shalom. This is why we speak up the way we do. Because they've utilized religions to justify atrocities time after time after time. And how many, you could look back and say, well, the Christians were persecuted by the Romans. They were sent to the lions and eaten. Yeah. And then the Christians were the okay group at that point in time. And you had to join the Roman version of Christianity. Eventually it broke down and you had the Protestant rebellion. But it's still, it's again, just a tool. It's just a tool. And it boggles the mind that people can say, well, I wouldn't trust the media. Oh, well, okay, that's good. No, I don't trust politicians either. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm not even sure about my MD anymore. You know, I don't think I really, really trust him. But then you trust the same world leaders that give you the religious part of it. Because this is all coming from the same control group. And again, it's just, you know, though there are those that they're so fearful they're going to burn in hell for all eternity, which is not actually, it's not accurate at all. It's not how things work. And that's saying it from an experiential point of view. Because, you know, the Gnostics, again, were a form of Christianity that was persecuted and wiped out by the controllers. Because the Gnostics said you don't need any sort of control system. You don't need any structure. You don't need any dogma. God's source is within everyone. You have to just experience that for yourself and you will know. So it's not about, you know, doing anything, any sort of particular ritual. Certainly not about saying, I believe in this one belief set that was given to me by people, I have no clue who they are. I don't know if they even really existed. And they described acts that we don't even know if they ever really happened. No, you're going on blind faith. Why should you go on blind faith? Do you still have blind faith for the media? Do you still have blind faith in politicians? Do you still have blind faith in the medical system? Then why do you still have a blind faith in another one of their control matrixes?
You know, and I'll say it again too. You know, it's mainstream education. It's mainstream news. It's mainstream Western medicine. Mainstream religion. These are the pillars that we really need to break free from. So I know sometimes people in the comments are saying, "Oh boy, it sounded like you were against God for a minute." We are against the mainstream religion. I don't appreciate it, and it's abusive. It's abusive. Look at it.
Absolutely. We're against the use of the term God in a way that is used to basically justify atrocities, because that's what it is. You're justifying atrocities. You know, and they use that to say, well, you know, the people that are already here in the Americas, they're just savages. They're going to burn in hell anyway, so we might as well just kill them if they don't convert. This is what they do with one group after another. They realize that they fed you stories. You've just believed some. You woke up to some, and now, you know, you're waking up to others. But still, there are some that cannot wake up to this one because it's been so deeply indoctrinated in them in a fear-based way. And, you know, again, if you really believe it's true, this statement that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, you're clueless. You're absolutely clueless. You don't have a clue at all. Because really, you know, God, the true creator, is all about love. And anything opposite from that is from the other side. And the other side's very, very real. But the other side plays good cop, bad cop. And they do a really good job of that.
Unfortunately, they do sometimes too good of a job.
And so on that note, we could learn from these guys on how to get along. You know, because hey, that beach is a beach. It's not an Israeli beach. It's not a Palestinian beach. It's not a Syrian beach. It's not a Russian beach, a Chinese beach. All these borders, they change all the time. It's not an Islamic beach. It's not a Christian beach. It's not a Jewish beach. No, again, these are all just belief systems, ideologies, these are all words, dogmas that they use to divide us. They even tell us that in the Bible. It's even there. Again, you know, look to Colossians 3:22, look to Genesis 3:22, look to Deuteronomy 32:8. Look at the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11. It's all right there. It's all right in our face. Again, it's just another tool. Until people realize that, you're still just lost in the matrix.
So until we can do a better job, let's just mimic our pets.
Absolutely. Unconditional love.
Yes, indeed.
God bless and namaste.
Namaste.